guys, and welcome back to the final episode of the podcast.
Can you believe it? Oh my goodness.
Today we're gonna just take a little trip down memory lane, have a look back at some of our past episodes, have a reflection on what we've learned and what we're doing next.
So
should we start off with what we've learned about running a podcast and doing it?
For sure. I think there's lots of background work that goes into it. Like, what I realize is that once you set the foundation, it becomes so much easier. So that's all things from branding, you know, making a logo, to like finding an editor, to finding out your style of editing, and also like how you're asking questions when you have guests on, like all those things, and how you're organizing your podcast. Like, do we do a Google Drive? How are we splitting things up? Color coding? Do we have a calendar? Like all those things. It's like once you figure it out, then it gets so much easier and you spend way less time, you know, recording and getting out episodes. But then to set that up is a lot, especially if you have no experience.
And as we've mentioned, like, we were essentially handed the podcast. It wasn't like we had like months to go, oh, we really want to start a podcast.
Right.
This is like, what we need to do. Here, and here's what we need to learn.
We're giving you the money
we were handed it. So we had to figure things out as we went. And it has been such a great learning curve.
I mean, I really feel like a woman
feeds, like you said RSS feed to me before.
I don't know. I really feel like a woman in steam right now.
Yeah.
No, but it's like even setting up the microphones and dealing with the tech stuff, like, and also when it doesn't work, what do we do? Like, are we recording on our phone, this, that? Are we recording portrait, landscape? There are so many little choices like that that you don't realize you have to make.
Yeah, so much happens.
I
think also another thing we've learned is like interviewing people. Like when we've had guests on, I think if I watch back the first guest episode we filmed versus the last one, I'm 10 times better.
Yeah.
Even just simple things like listening and actually asking questions based on what they said rather than like what you have in your head makes such a big difference to like how
and also to ask more specific and detailed questions. Yeah, that's actually something we learn, I think, to ask better questions, which is a great life skill, by the way.
No, definitely. And I think we probably learned stuff about ourselves as well. Like, I didn't realize how much I would love actually discussing these topics each week. Kind of just said yes on a whim, like, why not? But I genuinely loved talking to a camera and just, like, discussing things. Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
And also, it's, like, some of the topics, for example, if Amelia has an idea for something, I might not be, like, particularly interested initially, or it might not be something I would have ever thought of. But then I go, like, I'm so glad we did that episode. Like, I learned so much. Like, for example, with episode 5, that's not something I would have thought of because I didn't know about it. And then I'm so glad you brought that up. Yeah. And then, you know, got really lovely guests on our show to talk about that.
That was great.
Yeah.
Should we, like, pick a favorite or, like, top episode? I don't know if I can pick a favorite, top ones that we enjoy filming for whatever reason.
Yeah, for sure. I think maybe the one I enjoyed recording most was the one with Gertrude, like the Zimbabwean theater and the African Women Playwrights Network, because I feel like that was the first time we knew how to ask good questions.
Yeah.
And like, I really felt the conversation developed in a way that was very much like in that moment, and we could not replicate that again.
Yeah, I agree.
And something about that made the next episodes easier to record and also like more special. Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to say two. First one would be episode 2, which was like our take on classroom representation.
Oh, I love that episode.
I think that one was just great because it was so relevant to us and our experiences at university, and also being able to hear from people who do drama at university and if they didn't, why they didn't. I feel like it does sort of sum up what our podcast is about in a way.
And I like about that episode, it's like I knew, for example, Em. I didn't know Fikayo, but I knew Em. But I never knew her story and also, like, how she felt about lots of these things, which is weird because it's, like, I've been in a class with her for, like, a whole year, but I didn't know all of these things.
Yeah,
and to know that they, you know, they struggle with similar things, but then they're also sharing these new perspectives. It's very exciting, actually,
it
to talk to people who you think you know, but you don't really know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I think the next year would have to be one of the first minis, like maybe like the ranking episode, only because deciding on the minis was such a process for us.
Oh, for sure.
Figuring out what sort of content we wanted to do. I think that was the first sort of fun episode we did away from all of the more serious,
academic,
like academic, race related topics. And like everyone really loved that episode. Like it's one of our best performing ones. And I think it was just fun. It was the first time where we like had like fun.
Deciding on the minis was just such a nice thing because I don't think lots of podcasts do that. Yeah. Like, they do short form content, like reels and whatnot. But to have a dedicated, like, we're doing full episodes and minis, I think that that was quite a unique thing. Yeah. And also, it was a great way to build and our brand and also to reach new people. And I think it worked because we made lots of reels based on those and they did well as well.
For sure.
Yeah.
Should we do, like, the one we didn't like?
Yeah,
for whatever reason. Not necessarily the content was bad, but just, like, was there a topic that you personally struggled to engage with? I feel like mine probably would have been online versus in-person.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's another open, honest thing to discuss. I feel like there were times where we struggled to think of content. We ended up sort of resorting back to, like, common themes. I think that was an example of one where we were kind of like, oh, my gosh, we're doing great. We've got all these episodes out. And we need to keep going. Like, the content can't stop. And I think that's another thing with an episode like ours, which is so focused.
Yeah.
There were times where we did feel a bit trapped in our topic and think, what can we go?
Because I think it's good to be specific and to be focused. But then sometimes you go, well, I've already talked about that.
Yeah.
Or, like, other people have talked about it enough. Yeah, I think... I mean, of course, like, the least interesting one to me was, like, the podcast rebrand and, like, updates. But that was because we had to, like, explain what was going on. So I don't think, I wouldn't really count that as a real mini. But I also do agree, one that I was kind of, like, hesitant about posting is the online versus in-person one.
Yeah.
Mostly because we just came out of COVID and I felt like we talked about it so much. And I was like, maybe we talked about it too much. Yeah. Like, people are so done with it.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm still glad we recorded it and we just have it there because... Like, this might sound dramatic, but it is still a piece of history. And someone might one day listen to it and go, wow, like, that's when it really changed, you know? Like, maybe short term, it's like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
But long term, like, that's cool. Like, our kids, whatever, can listen to it and go, that's what you experienced.
Yeah. Is there anything you would change about how we did the podcast?
If we had more time and maybe resources, I would have focused a lot more on marketing and creating reels that weren't necessarily about our episode but on creating our brand because I think I'm proud of how many people we reached based on what we did, but I also feel like my vision for the podcast would have been to invest more in marketing it and also in the branding of it,
if that makes sense. Completely agree. I feel like we both know what we could have done and what could have been possible.
Yeah.
But a year really is a short space of time, especially when you don't have the planning time beforehand to sort of, like, figure it out. Like,
I feel
like
we were changing things all the time.
Not most podcasts, quite a few do record on a sort of weekly basis, but I know a lot of podcasts do go, right, we're gonna set it up, this is our set, we're gonna record these episodes, we're gonna go, we've planned everything out, we know what's coming up. It's a lot more thought of in advance, and we really did have to just go
And also, I think with as students who have completely different schedules as well, and this is not tricky. Like our main job, it's hard to go, like, okay, are we recording now? Like, are these guests also available? Things like that. I'm not saying adults don't. I mean, we're adults. But, like, other people, you know, when they're working and not in university, don't have busy and hectic lives. But it was, like, a challenge that we experienced when, you know, like, it was hard to schedule things.
Yeah, even, like, so some of the, I guess we could talk about some things we wanted to do. Like, you just marketing. I think mine was just, like, visuals. Like, it would have been so cool if we could have had, like, multiple camera angles, for example. But the marketing.
I think, like, with promo, like, I really wanted to do promo shots of Amelia and I, you know, like, just for branding so that we can post it every once in a while. And I just had all these visions of, like, kind of, like, magazine cover style shoots. But, of course, like, there's not only a budgetary constraint, but also, like, a time constraint. And, yeah, it didn't work out, but I'm glad... we have what we have.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing that those things didn't happen. I think it would be worse if we were satisfied. Do you know what I mean? If we looked at it and we were like, wow, this is amazing.
I agree.
Great. I think it's a great thing that we're like, we love what we've made and we're proud of what we've made.
Yeah.
But we're also aware of, like, how it could be elevated.
And that's why I'm so excited for the next people to take over. We'll talk about that a bit later.
Should we talk about us first and, like, maybe what our plans are going to be going forward?
You can go first. You're this girl is finished.
Finished. We're done. We're out. Yeah, so depressing. I finished uni. We have, what, 2 weeks left of term officially. Finished all my exams there. Exams? I don't do exams. Finished all my essays and performances. So I did my dissertation, which I think I mentioned. It went so sad. Well.
I could not see it. Like, I was
crying. It went so well. I actually did cry. As soon as we bowed, the tears literally flooded out of my face. Mm-hmm. I felt such a sense of relief. That was the final assessment I ever had to do at university.
It was the final bow.
And it was just great that it could be a performance, mm-hmm. you know?
Which is, like, your identity.
I literally got clapped out of uni. Like, what...
The proper
what more do you want? Yeah. What more do you want? So that went well. I also started a job this week, which is crazy. It's crazy. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, why did I do that? But yeah, I started my job part-time, so I'm doing a bit of marketing programming. And then, yeah, the rest of it, I'm just figuring it out. Like, I think I want to try freelancing, mm-hmm. which is why I have taken a part-time job over, like, corporate London gal.
And what do you want to do when you're freelancing?
I think I want to get into producing, maybe mm-hmm. movement direction, even just more marketing. Like, yeah. I'm not really tied down, mm-hmm. but I'm also conscious of, like, wanting to, like, perfect a craft. Like, that mm-hmm. is also something I'm quite passionate about. So I don't want to spread myself too thin, mm-hmm. even if I do feel capable of doing loads of things.
Yeah.
I do want to kind of find my niche that I want to go for. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm kind of...
chilling.
Like, I haven't got a set plan or thing I want to do. I'm just kind of vibing and happy to see where life takes me right now.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what happens, honestly. I mean, for me, up next is summer holiday. Like, I'm so excited. Europe, here I come.
Oh my gosh.
But after that, next year, things I have lined up in terms of performing stuff, hopefully I will be directing Carmen, which is a very big opera, and that's what we're planning, like, 60 to 65 cast members, hopefully.
Oh my gosh.
We're gonna take that to panel, like, next week, so wish me luck, please. Yes, and then I'm going to be acting in The Welkin. It's a play at the Criterion Theatre in October, so that's what I have planned, but then also we will be mentoring for our podcast.
We will
I guess this is a good segue into... the future of our podcast.
Yeah. There's a potential that everything we say now could change.
Yes.
Bear that in mind.
But this might not be 100% real.
So we're going to say what we know now, or as far as we understand the situation. But there will be new hosts of the podcast who will be taking it
on. Guys.
We've had a great time doing
it. We've had a good run.
But with me leaving...
Mm-hmm. And me, I want to focus on third year and also Carmen.
It just feels right to hand it over. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've spoken, our focus was race. And I think that was a really great focus for us, mm-hmm. being able to, like, talk about our experiences. So we're also, as much as we're handing it over to other people, we're also going to hand it over to a new topic.
Yeah.
Whether that's feminism, class, or any other sort of... aspect of identity. That's the word.
Mm-hmm. It's still going to be inclusivity focused because it's still funded by
innovation fund.
Yes, that's what it's called.
But that's the plan.
That is the plan. So we're thinking of it being like a second season, so hopefully it will still be under Strangers by Nature, but, you know, we'll change the logo a bit, make it the you know, profiles of the new people, hopefully change the colors of it, make it more interesting for you guys, and hopefully the new hosts will also have ideas about, you know, whether they want to do minis or focus on other short-form content. But we will be mentoring them, which is really great. And
our editor, hopefully, as well.
Hopefully, yes. Can we just shout out Lewis
for a second? Shout out Lewis.
Yeah, so...
I hope when you watch this,
thank you.
Without Lewis, where are we?
Yeah, exactly. It's like all the ways in which our podcast has elevated, whether it's from the audio or the visuals or just like the theme song, that's all Lewis. And like, we honestly couldn't do it without him. Like, it has changed our lives to have an editor. Like, I am sorry, but like, we would have not been...
Oh my gosh.
Doing what we're
Charlie
doing.
Charlie is so right. Yeah. Like, obviously, we're the hosts, we're the producers, and that is a lot of work. We have to organize guests, we have to maintain
the socials.
Like,
especially initially, yeah.
Book the rooms, make sure guests are happy, coordinate everything with the department.
For sure.
But, like, without literally there, you're so right.
Without Lewis, we'd be dead, maybe. Just kidding. No, we wouldn't. Not that dramatic, but, like... We really value Lewis. So Lewis, like, really huge shout out to you.
Yeah.
Like, we're so thankful.
Definitely. And then us three will hopefully all be mentoring the next host.
Yeah.
And then as well, it's nice for us because everything we've mentioned about wanting to elevate the podcast, mm-hmm. they can use us as the stepping stone.
Yeah.
So theirs can only be better. Do you know what I mean? Like, it can only get better.
And we've already set the backbone for it. You know, it's like, of course, they'll have their method, they'll have their ways of organizing things, of communicating to people, but they will know what worked for us, yeah. and they will have the RSS feed already set up, all those little things. It amounts to lots of time, actually, and it saves lots of time.
I'm just, like, really excited to see where it goes. Mm-hmm. I feel like starting is always the hardest part.
Oh, for sure.
So I'm just so excited for these new hosts to just come into something comfy. Hopefully they feel comfortable. And just, like, soar with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, one last question before I feel like we're going to close it out. Is, like, do you feel you've ever sort of run out of passion for this?
Ooh.
Because, like, I suddenly thought of that. And it's, like, or did you just, were you not as passionate at first and then it became something that was, like, a part of your life?
Yeah, I think this is something like me with everything, not just the podcast. I'm someone who doesn't, not appreciate, but it's only when I do it that I'm, like, oh, my gosh, yeah. Like, I love doing this. Even with dancing sometimes. If I go, like, a week or 2 weeks, then I go to rehearsal, I'm, like, yeah. And I think, in a sense, that's how I felt about the podcast. There were times where it's, like, it felt like work, because it is work. Yeah. Like, you are putting time into this. But no, like, sitting here now, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, it's possible that before some episodes, the 20 minutes before, I was, like, oh.
Yeah, here we go again.
And then as soon as I get into the booth, I'm literally so excited.
We're in the zone and recording. Yeah.
What about
you? I mean, very similar to me. I think sometimes it's like on the way or, you know, the days before a podcast when we're planning, I'm like, I have no ideas. I don't know if this is going to be good. I'm a bit tired. You know, I don't want to do this. But as soon as you're in the zone, you remember why you do it.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, yes, we're getting paid, but also it's not about that. I think we've found a real passion for it. And also it's like collaborating with someone who, like, I respect, and also it's, like, someone who I learn a lot from. Like, definitely. I've learned a lot from all the things you made me aware of around, you know, Warwick, but then also just, like, people that you know. Yeah. Like, that's very valuable to me.
I agree. Yeah,
and
the same.
It's, I mean, it's been a great experience, and I'm going to be sad to not put out much content myself. Maybe I'll say hi on the, you know, Instagram every once in a while. Like, hi, guys, we're still alive. But really, thank you to all our listeners as well.
Yeah, thank you so, like, much for the support.
I didn't think, I mean, like, obviously we don't have, like, thousands of listeners on Spotify or whatever. But, I mean, we have more than I expected, especially for such a niche topic and for something that came out of a university.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, like, this huge thing. I'm really proud to have the listeners that we do have, and it's really not about the numbers, but it's about people who, like, walk up to us and tell us, oh, you know, they listened to that episode.
Yeah. Oh, I found this really helpful. Like, it actually means so much. I'm always caught off guard.
And also, it's like people that sometimes you don't expect to be listening.
I'm like,
to
you
it.
Listen to this?
Yeah.
Fair.
You're like, when's the next episode? And I go, oh my gosh, I sometimes I feel like I'm just doing this.
Definitely.
You know. Yeah. So thanks for making us feel special, guys, and also for making us feel heard. Yay, I'm so sad about this, but I'm also, like, really happy to let it go and give it to someone else. Yeah,
it's necessary. I think all good things come to an end, and it's not necessarily an end.
Yeah,
we'll still, it's a continuation
there. Yeah,
but yeah, as Talia says, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank
and
you so much.
We can't even say I'll see you in the next episode.
No. You'll see our energy. You'll feel it somewhere.
Yeah. How about you'll feel our energy in the next episode?
Yeah.
Bye, guys.